堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，欢迎参加我们的会谈。近来 Kate 女士一直在和 Hale 先生讨论怎么样了解 Hale 百货公司广大顾客的需求。他们专门到一家商店明察暗访的时候， Kate 女士本打算顺便买副手套，但最后却买了许多东西。这促使他们思考 Kate 女士是否能代表一般顾客，以及如何消除顾客对推销的抵制心理。所以他们决定雇佣专业调查员作为顾客去商店购物，并且了解顾客的反应，这样他们改进顾客服务工作就有头绪了。今天 Tate 女士和 Hale 先生再次会面，要讨论调查研究的心得，就是广大顾客，尤其是衣饰配件部门的顾客，希望有更大的选择范围和更为快速的服务。衣饰配件的英文是Accessories, A-C-C-E-S-O-R-I-E-S, Accessories. 好，我们去参加他俩的讨论，请边听边想这个问题，顾客的要求是什么？
The results of our research are in.
Give it to me straight. What do I need to do?
As I explained to you last time...
Just give me the bottom line. Save the explanations for later.
The bottom line? Your customers want better selection and faster service.
There's not enough to choose from? In my whole department store?
Especially in the areas of accessories, there's not enough choice.
The selection is too small, and the service is too slow.
Kate 女士一见到 Hale 先生就告诉他什么？我们再听一遍。
The results of our research are in.
Be in 在这里的意思是交进来了或者得到了。Kate 女士告诉 Hale 先生，调查结果已经送来了。Hale 先生听了怎么说呢？
The results of our research are in.
Give it to me straight. What do I need to do?
Hale 先生说Give it to me straight. 他希望直截了当地得知情况。这里的 give 相当于 tell. It 是指 Tate 女士掌握的情况。Straight 是直截了当的，毫不隐瞒的。我们再听一次 Hale 先生的话，以及 Tate 女士怎么开始解释。
Give it to me straight. What do I need to do?
As I explained to you last time,
Hale 先生基于知道得做什么，而 Tate 女士却还是按照常规从头说起，先提起他们上次会面，再言归正传。这种说法相当常用，我们再听几个类似的说法。
As I explained to you last time.
As I told you last time.
As we discussed last time.
Hale 先生一听 Tate 女士要从头到来，他的反应是什么呢？
As I explained to you last time,
Just give me the bottom line. Save the explanations for later.
他说 Just give me the bottom line. 这里的 bottom line 是结论。这里再次用 give 表示 tell. 听来 Hale 先生急不可待地要了解调查结果。显然他预计这个结论是不中听的。他认为 Tate 女士从上一次的讨论说起，是想缓和冲击，避免单刀直入，而他可不想听长篇说明，只想知道结果。我们再听一遍他的话。
Just give me the bottom line. Save the explanations for later.
Save the explanations for later 是非常直率甚至冲人的说法，相当于告诉对方眼下先免去那些啰嗦的解释。我们再听听 Tate 女士对这两句话的反应。
Just give me the bottom line. Save the explanations for later.
The bottom line?
Tate 女士领会了她急切想知道调查结果，于是简单地重复 Hale 先生的要求，以求确定。接着就说出了得到的结论。我们听听是什么？
Your customers want better selection and faster service.
他说，你们的顾客想要更好的商品选择和更快的服务。注意，他连用了两个比较级形容词 better, faster， 那是跟目前的服务相对而言的。Hale 先生听了这个话，有什么反应呢？
Your customers want better selection and faster service.
There's not enough to choose from in my whole department store?
Hale 先生显然有点意外，他问，在像 Hale 公司那么大的商店里，可选择的商品难道还不够吗？他的语气表达出那是难以置信的。货色一应俱全，满足各类顾客的需求，该是商店的目标。我们听听 Tate 女士怎么进一步具体说明。
There's not enough to choose from in my whole department store?
Especially in the areas of accessories, there's not enough choice.
Tate 女士说，不一定是整个百货商店都货色不全，但是服饰配件部门的商品选择范围特别不够。注意他话里的 especially 强调问题的重点，实际上货色齐全以供顾客挑选也是顾客服务工作的一部分。我们再听听这句话对 Hale 先生有没有启发。
Especially in the areas of accessories, there's not enough choice.
The selection is too small and the service is too slow.
Hale 先生听了 Tate 女士的具体说明，理解了调查结果，于是根据自己的体会复述 Tate 女士的话。她商店的问题是货物选择范围太小，顾客服务速度又太慢。好，我们再听一遍这段讨论，请边听边考虑这个问题的答案是什么。
What do customers want?
The results of our research are in.
Give it to me straight. What do I need to do?
As I explained to you last time.
Just give me the bottom line. Save the explanations for later.
The bottom line? Your customers want better selection and faster service.
There's not enough to choose from? In my whole department store?
Especially in the areas of accessories, there's not enough choice.
The selection is too small, and the service is too slow.
现在请大家回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们说的答案。
What do customers want?
Better selection and faster service.
发现了问题所在，下一步就是怎么样着手改进了。Hale 先生说，他可以跟采购人员沟通，改进备货工作。而 Tate 女士提出，还得和售货员协商，改进顾客服务工作。Hale 公司的工作人员服务不够周到，而且不太熟悉商品。好，我们继续参加他们的讨论，请边听边想这个问题。Hale 先生为什么要教导帮助手下的工作人员？
That's it in a nutshell.
Well, I can work with my buyers to improve product selection.
And you can work with your staff to improve their service.
Was my staff rude?
No, but not very helpful either.
They weren't willing to go the extra mile.
No, they weren't. And they weren't informed about the products.
And I bet they didn't offer suggestions on what to buy.
Hale 先生刚才对调查结论的解释是商品选择范围过小，服务速度太慢。 Tate 女士听了觉得正确吗？
That's it in a nutshell.
Tate 女士表示，概括说来就是这样。她的话里有习惯用语 in a nutshell, in a nutshell. Nutshell is spelled N-U-T-S-H-E-L-L, nutshell. In a nutshell, 含义是简而言之。那么黑友先生了解调查结论之后，准备怎么着手解决问题呢？
That's it in a nutshell.
Well, I can work with my buyers to improve product selection.
黑友先生说要 work with my buyers， 也就是要开导我的采购人员。这里的 work with 意思是教导帮助。我们再听几个例子。
I can work with my sales clerks to speed up service.
I can work with my consultant to improve my store.
我们来练习用做这种解释的 work with。假定你是商店经理，请回答问题。在答案中使用 work with， 答完以后再对照一下我们说的答案。好，开始吧。
Who can you work with to speed up service?
I can work with my sales clerks to speed up service.
Who can I work with to improve my store?
I can work with my consultant to improve my store.
Tate 女士又做什么补充了呢？
And you can work with your staff to improve their service.
她说，黑友先生还可以教导他的职工改进他们的服务工作。注意，她又用了 work with。表示教导，这句话含义是 Hale 公司的服务不仅太慢，而且不够好，有待改进。我们听听 Hale 先生对这话的反应。
And you can work with your staff to improve their service.
Was my staff rude?
Hale 先生对下属的服务不够好，显然有点感到意外，所以他问工作人员是否粗暴无礼呢？我们再听听 Tate 女士怎么说。
Was my staff rude?
No, but not very helpful either.
Tate 女士说，尽管 Hale 先生的职工态度并不粗暴，但是他们也不积极助人。换句话说，他的职工没有想方设法地为顾客服务。Hale 先生显然理解 Tate 女士的话，我们听他怎么说。
They weren't willing to go the extra mile.
他说 ,go the extra mile.这个短语的意思是格外努力或者做分外事儿，所以它的意思是职工只是做分内事儿，却不愿意再多尽一份力了。我们再听一遍这句话，同时听听 Tate 女士对那些职工还有什么看法。
They weren't willing to go the extra mile.
No, they weren't. And they weren't informed about the products.
Tate 女士赞同 Hale 先生的观点，同时指出那些职工对商品的了解也不够。短语 be informed about 意思是熟悉、了解。优秀的售货员应当对产品了若指掌，能为顾客解答有关问题，即使当时答不出，也该乐于查找资料，再把信息传给顾客。这是优秀服务的一个方面。但是 Hale 先生的职工却没做到。我们再听听 Hale 先生因而做出什么推测。
No, they weren't. And they weren't informed about the products.
And I bet they didn't offer suggestions on what to buy.
Hale 先生猜测他的售货员一定不会建议顾客买什么，他们不会主动的推荐商品。I bet 是提出推测的一种方式，这样说表示对自己的猜测相当有把握。各位记得上次 Tate 女士去商店买手套，售货员向她推荐相配的手提包吗？ Hale 先生是在把那位售货员跟自己的售货员做比较。我们再听一遍。
And I bet they didn't offer suggestions on what to buy.
好，让我们再听一遍这整段对话，并且考虑怎么样回答下面的问题。
Why will Mr. Hale work with his staff?
That's it in a nutshell.
Well, I can work with my buyers to improve product selection.
And you can work with your staff to improve their service.
Was my staff rude?
No, but not very helpful either.
They weren't willing to go the extra mile.
No, they weren't. And they weren't informed about the products.
And I bet they didn't offer suggestions on what to buy.
现在请回答下面的问题，答完了再对照一下我们的答案。
Why will Mr. Hale work with his staff?
to improve their service.
凯特 女士接着还指出 Hale 公司高峰时间的服务人员不够多，这意味着 Hale 先生得雇佣并且训练新人，使他们适应顾客需要并且了解产品系列。好，我们继续听他俩的讨论，请边听边找寻这个问题的答案。 Hale 先生要对雇员做什么工作？
There also weren't enough sales clerks for peak hours.
On Saturday, I suppose.
Saturday all day, all week during lunch, and after work.
I can hire more people for those times.
You'll have to train them.
Train them to respond quickly to customer needs.
Train them to stay on top of the product line.
And train them to be one step ahead of the customers.
Kate 女士紧接着又补充一个重要问题，我们听听是什么。
There also weren't enough sales clerks for peak hours.
她说高峰时间售货员人数不够。这里的 peak hours 指生意最忙的时段，包括周末以及平日的午休和下班时间。听到 Kate 女士又提出一个问题来了， Hale 先生有什么表示呢？
There also weren't enough sales clerks for peak hours.
On Saturday, I suppose.
Hale 先生显然并不感到意外，他立刻想到人员不足的日子是星期六。他用 I suppose 表示猜想。I suppose 相当于前面学到的 I bet， 所以刚才的对答也可以那样说，意思不变。
There also weren't enough sales clerks for peak hours.
On Saturday, I bet.
我们再听几个用 I suppose 这个说法的例子。
During lunch, I suppose.
After work, I suppose.
On the weekend, I suppose.
那么 ,Hale 先生的猜想对吗？我们往下听。
There also weren't enough sales clerks for peak hours.
On Saturday, I suppose.
Saturday all day, all week during lunch and after work.
Kate 女士完整地说明高峰时段包括的时间，星期六全天和平日的午休及下班时间。我们再听听 Hale 先生的打算。
I can hire more people for those times.
他说，我可以多雇佣一些人来充实那些时段的人员。我们听听他还得做什么。
You'll have to train them.
Train them to respond quickly to customer needs.
Kate 女士补充说 ,Hale 先生还得训练雇员。而 Hale 先生进一步表示要训练他们对顾客的需求迅速做出反应。优秀的顾客服务人员时刻准备应对顾客的需求。无论顾客提出什么要求，他们都得随时有求必应。我们再听一遍 Hale 先生的这句话。
Train them to respond quickly to customer needs.
我们听听 Tate 女士又补充什么。
Train them to stay on top of the product line.
她说的 product line 是产品系列，她用了我们曾经学过的习惯说法 stay on top of， 意思是熟知什么或者充分掌握有关什么的情况。我们再听几个也用 stay on top of 这个习惯用语的例子。
They should stay on top of customers' needs.
They should stay on top of the competition.
我们接着听 Hale 先生对职工训练还定下了什么目标。
And train them to be one step ahead of the customers.
他话里的 one step ahead of somebody 意思是思想行动都比某人领先一步，换句话说，是能预料某人可能会有什么样的需求或者想法，因而预先做好准备。要是售货员能预计顾客的需求，他的服务可就到家了。例如，有位顾客买了棕色的皮革外衣、皮鞋和帽子，售货员就想到他可能需要配色的皮手套或者手提包，于是把合适的商品推荐给他。这位售货员可说是 one step ahead of the customer. 我们再听一遍 Hale 先生的这句话。
And train them to be one step ahead of the customers.
当然，售货员要做到想在顾客前面，坐在顾客前面，谈何容易？好，我们再听一遍他俩的这段谈话，并且考虑怎么样回答这个问题。
What will Mr. Hale do with the people he hires?
There also weren't enough sales clerks for peak hours.
On Saturday, I suppose.
Saturday all day, all week during lunch and after work.
I can hire more people for those times.
You'll have to train them.
Train them to respond quickly to customer needs.
Train them to stay on top of the product line.
And train them to be one step ahead of the customers.
现在请大家回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们说的答案。
What will Mr. Hale do with the people he hires?
Train them.
接下来要请大家从头至尾再听一遍他俩今天的全部讨论，复习一下今天学到的内容。
The results of our research are in.
Give it to me straight. What do I need to do?
As I explained to you last time.
Just give me the bottom line. Save the explanations for later.
The bottom line? Your customers want better selection and faster service.
There's not enough to choose from?In my whole department store?
Especially in the areas of accessories, there's not enough choice.
The selection is too small, and the service is too slow.
That's it in a nutshell.
Well, I can work with my buyers to improve product selection.
And you can work with your staff to improve their service.
Was my staff rude?
No, but not very helpful either.
They weren't willing to go the extra mile.
No, they weren't. And they weren't informed about the products.
And I bet they didn't offer suggestions on what to buy.
There also weren't enough sales clerks for peak hours.
On Saturday, I suppose.
Saturday all day, all week during lunch and after work.
I can hire more people for those times.
You'll have to train them.
Train them to respond quickly to customer needs.
Train them to stay on top of the product line.
And train them to be one step ahead of the customers.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天要说的是怎么样求得对方的确定。
Are you sure we made the right choice?
We'll see with time.
第一个人在问第二个人，他能肯定他们做出选择正确吗？还有其他的方式，也可以征询对方的肯定意见。
Do you think we made the right choice?
他也能这样说来得到第二个人的确认。
I hope we made the right choice. What do you think?
听来他似乎吃不准自己的选择是否正确，希望听到别人的认同。他也可以那样说，表示同样的意思。
I'm not sure we made the right choice. What do you think?
可以用各种不同方式来求得对方的肯定。听几个例子。
Are you positive that you locked the office?
他希望100%的确保办公室已经锁上了。再听几个类似的例子。
Are you certain that you locked the office?
他也希望得到保证。下面的这些词常常用来表示担保。
Certain, positive, and sure.
我们听听这些词怎么用在征询肯定意见的句子里。
Are you positive that he will be at the meeting? Are you certain that he will be at the meeting? Are you sure that he will be at the meeting?
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请各位再来参加我们的下次会谈，听听 Tate 咨询公司怎么帮助 Hale 先生改进商店的顾客服务工作。我是维维，这个节目由 Lucky 博士编写，维维改编，严华编辑，叶光海导播。谢谢收听，我们下次再见。